This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
Tonight at midnight is the deadline to be counted in the 2020 U.S. Census.
We really need Californians to all answer today. This is your last chance.
Didis Katagi is the director of California Complete Count. She says although Monterey, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties had higher response rates than a decade ago, about 25 to 30% of residents still haven't been counted. And due to the pandemic, many of those are students who left their Central Coast campuses before they could fill out census forms.
Students, if you hadn't received a form, had to go home or what have you, go online today and fill it out for the address that you're at on April 1st. Otherwise, your campus communities will lose those dollars that are needed for all of the things that we receive funding back based upon the count.
Katagi and others are concerned about what happens next.
Once this data collection is done this evening, the real work begins at the Census Bureau to clean up the data, to do the data quality, and there's no transparency in that. So many advocates are a little bit worried about, will the Census Bureau do what they need to do to make sure a complete and accurate count happens?
Cal Poly Politics professor Michael Lattner says census data is used for more than doling out federal dollars and drawing political districts. It's used as the basis for so many business and private sector policies and decisions.
We're talking about billions and billions of dollars of economic revenue that's based on census data. That data will be tainted, distorted for a decade.
Lattner says the 2020 census has been sabotaged by the current federal administration.
What we are seeing is a level of structural racism that we really have not seen in this country. I've never known of the census to be used and politicized for this purpose before.
To fill out a census form before midnight, go to my2020census.gov.